Welcome back to Ed Gaines. We want to thank Rick Gosman for the Dallas Morning News, Larry Weissman from USA Today, Rick Bucher for the NBA beat AI and Carmelo, that new marriage, and of course Josh Burns from the Diamondbacks. Here's Len Dawson about the old Marty Schottenheimer.
That's the old Marty Schottenheimer system, too, that he used to say is with, when he had a great defense with his quarterback, hey, just don't screw it up for us. You know, we don't ask you to win this thing. But
so is that what it is? Is it Philip Rivers, Seth Joyner good enough to simply play that role of not screwing it up?
Well, I think if they can continue to, let's face it, if they can get to the AFC Championship against the Ravens and they can run the ball with any kind of efficiency, well, now he can manage the game the way that Marty would like for him to manage the game. The defense can create enough pressure and hold up its end of the bargain. Things will be fine. But I just believe that if he has to take the entire game on his shoulders, if they put eight guys in the box and decide that they're not going to allow LaDainian Thomas to dominate that football game, if they're going to put all the pressure on Philip Rivers to win this football game for them, I just don't believe that, you know, I don't believe that he's experienced that type of pressure yet. And it's a process that you have to go through, I think, as a young quarterback when you evolve from one position to the next and then through the playoffs. Because normally you go to the playoffs, you lose, and then you get a taste of what it takes. Then you move on to the next level. Then you lose again, and then you move. You know, it's a process that you go through. And he hasn't gone through that process. And I just think once he gets the most pressure-filled game that he's ever had to experience, that, you know, in some fashion he's got to experience it. He's got to feel the heat.
Solomon, 27 sacks for the Ravens against giving up only one. If it gets to the Ravens and the Chargers in our last 20 seconds, who's going to win?
I think San Diego can win it. Their defense is very good, too. But I think there's no way that Phillip Rivers is going to turn the ball over and they win the game. He's got to protect the ball. That's got to be priority number one.
Well, thanks for joining us, guys. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. Tomorrow, Jared Bell from USA Today, J.C. Pearson from Fox Television, Jim Beattie on Major League Baseball Hot Stove, and we'll check in with Chris Mortensen on the Miami Dolphins-Nick Saban saga. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. Go to headgamesradio.com for all the highlights. Take care.